But that's getting harder to do because cities are becoming smooth. New downtowns sprout towers that are almost always made of concrete and steel and covered in glass. You can look at skylines all over the world, Houston, Guangzhou, Frankfurt, and you see the same army of high-gloss robots marching over the horizon. Now, just think of everything we lose when architects stop using the full range of available materials. When we reject granite, and limestone, and sandstone, and wood, and copper, and terracotta, and brick, and wattle, and plaster, we simplify architecture, and we impoverish cities. It's as if you reduced all of the world's cuisines down to airline food. Chicken or pasta? But worse still, assemblies of glass towers, like this one in Moscow, suggest a disdain for the civic and communal aspects of urban living. Right? Buildings like these are intended to enrich their owners and tenants, but not necessarily the lives of the rest of us, those of us who navigate the spaces between the buildings. And we expect to do so for free. Shiny towers are an invasive species, and they are choking our cities and killing off public space. We tend to think of a facade as being like makeup, a decorative layer applied at the end to a building that's effectively complete. But just because a facade is superficial doesn't mean it's not also deep.